press. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Welcome to the show, everybody. The Unstoppable Super Show. I'm your host, as always, Hollywood Rick Brutal. And my co-host is slowly making his way to the studio right now. He is held up in traffic. And it's a Tuesday night, 10 p.m., as always, on the Eastern Seaboard. I haven't been here the last couple weeks, but Conk and Minifee have been doing a wonderful job filling in as host and co-host. Of course, the first week it was 4th of July weekend. I asked them, since they're Canadian, they said, of course we will. And last week, I had major, major technical problems with my computer system. I had some new hardware put into it, and it's been working top-notch. Had no problems with it so far, knock on wood, and that's why we're here. Well, I'm here anyway, waiting for him. He called me last second, said he's running very late. He had his waiting for his limo, and his chauffeur was nowhere to be found. Finally got picked up, and now they're held up in traffic. That's why we say, night of a show, make sure you picked up early. Extra early, we could hang out in the green room, or we could be hanging out at least going over stuff last second for the show. But anyway, whilst I was gone, 4th of July weekend, I went to one of those, with my manager, went to a local comic book convention. I had a wonderful time. He had a great time. I'm just going to leave it at that. He could bore you with the details Friday night on Paragon Radio, Friday nights here on the network, 9 p.m. to 10:30. As for me, I know I wanted to go over the last pay-per-view we made predictions on. There were a few of us in the house the last time, and I believe that was WWE Great Balls of Fire. That was on the 9th of July. It had a horrible name, and overall, we were not impressed at all with that name of the card. And the matches really weren't that great either. There were very few matches that impressed us. Us being all of us, I talked to the guys. As of course, the guys being my brewer and Addiction Addy, they were in the house when we made the prediction, so they wanted to join in also. And the predictions, you know, we predicted them based if we were booking the match, what, you know, a good booker would have, you know, booked the matches as. And we all lost. We all lost that night. Addy and myself, we were the closest to going anywhere near 500 at 2-3. Conk and myself. I keep screwing it up. 2-3. Addy went 1-4, and Brewer, I can't believe that, 0-5. Shocking. Usually he picks a couple of good ones. But none of us picked anything close to resembling a winning, card on that pay-per-view. Of course, Battleground is coming up this weekend, Sunday night, and we'll be making our predictions later. Once Conk is here, we're going to go over how me and him have fared so far on the two pay-per-views thus far. Looking for some WWE news I could discuss without Conk in the house. Well, I could tell you the truth. Yeah, I could tell you. As of right now, I have been booked as a GM. I discussed this several times. Two companies have me right now. One is Michael Brewer's Bad Company. I will be the hardcore and the radio GM there. We're just trying to figure out a night to do the radio division. And I'll be just talking to him either tomorrow or Thursday about what night, what day the hardcore division will begin. And we're going to start we're going to start recruiting for the hardcore division in Bad Company. And then, of course, I have joined, or I was a member of Queens, Living Dead Girl Queen Steffers. Let's see if I can find the name of that company. I should have wrote this stuff down. I thought it was ready. Freak Show Wrestling Federation. And I'm going to be the hardcore GM there. And I know that Terrell Juke Johnson is a GM there as well. Let me see. I'm trying to see who the GMs are there. Yes, Terrell the Truth Johnson's there, and he's doing a lot of GMing there. And he, most of that's going to be on a radio show. If I have the information for that, I would give you the information. I think what night he's doing that. And I have to discuss that with her. What night I'm going to be doing the hardcore. What night I'm going to be doing the hardcore there. And then, of course, I talked to Buckshot. That is the third company for Buckshots. I close the screen when I need that name of that his company. And of course, third company, that's probably Buckshots Wrestling Federation. And tomorrow afternoon, I'll be having a meeting with him. Sorry for that, guys. Late afternoon, I will be discussing when or what divisions I will be GMing there. So there you go. All right, folks. Okay, Conk is on his way. Sorry, I'm just letting you give him a message. All right, folks. Sorry, I did have some things planned. We're just waiting on Conk. I tell you what, let's play a song, waiting for him. I usually don't play music, but I thought we would play something. Do I have anything on here? I know I want to load some stuff. I'm trying to see if I have something. Really quick. Sorry. I know we have no, but where is... playing on some people. All right, I'm going to play some ELLY because I like it. All right, we're going to play this quick song, Hold On Tight to Your Dreams from ELLY. We'll be right back after this with more of the Unstoppable Super Show. Son cœur s'est brisé. Wow, I don't believe I did that. I started talking, and I think I muted myself. Or I forgot to unmute myself. All right, that was ELO with Hold On Tight to Your Dreams. I really like that song. And the funny thing is, I keep meaning to put more songs on the soundboard, and I keep forgetting to. And the thing is, I really talk more when I'm doing the show. But there are times when waiting for the co-host to show up, excuse me. And, you know, once in a while you have that moment, you should play a song or two. And I don't have anything on the board. So, there you go. What are you going to do, right? These moments happen. So, if anybody wants to join me on air in the meantime, if you want to call in, just talk. Let's say you own a company, you want to promote an event coming up, or a company, your company, whatever. You just want to call and say, hey, what's up? You have one or two ways of doing so. You can either call in at 714-583-6908, or if you're in the chat room and you want to call in from there, you scroll to the top of the page. You will see a blue square with a white S in the middle. That's the Skype button. And if it's still working, you click on that button, and it's a free call into the studio. And as I've been saying for millennia now, feels like millennia, free is good in today's economy. Okay, and with that being said, WUE, you know, the tournaments they have, you know, you win the tournament and you get an item in the store. Well, number six has ended, and the winner was the Beardy, Fear the Beard. I faced him. He's a top-notch opponent. He won. I don't know what his item is going to be. I think he won a week or two ago, though. So he has won. We're waiting to find out anxiously what his item will be. We're just waiting to find out. So I have not seen anything yet about that. The only thing I've seen in these stores is blue fox mask going around. And this group called the Kindred. What is this mysterious group? I've done some research. Will I tell you about it? Who knows? Maybe I will tonight. I don't know. I could. All right, then. So that's it. All right. So since we're waiting, we're going to go over the results. I'm not waiting for Conk anymore. Because we've got to talk. talk about this from 2 weeks ago. So anyway, here are the results from Great Balls of Fire. Oh, I really hate the name of this pay-per-view, I said earlier. So the first match we had up was Neville versus Tozawa. I think this was for the Cruiserweight title. Neville defeated Tozawa. The three of us had Neville winning except Brewer. He picked Tozawa, obviously. Neville won hands down. Next match was Rollins versus Wyatt. We all picked Rollins. He should have won this thing. Wyatt won the last second. So we all lost that one. Next match was the Raw Women's Championship. Sasha Banks was easily defeating Alexa Bliss. Bliss rolled out of the ring, took the count out, defeat. So Sasha Banks won, but Bliss retained the title. Now, I was the only one who had Banks winning the match, but Bliss retaining. The others had Bliss winning the match outright. So I won the match, right? But I said Banks wins, but Sasha retains. The others had Bliss winning. So they got the loss. I got the point for that. That was smart on my part. This next one, it was the ambulance match. Roman Reigns against Strowman. Believe it or not, Conk is the only one who had Strowman winning that, and he got that one. And that was crazy. Roman went to spear Strowman. Strowman moved out of the way. Roman Reigns went flying into the ambulance. Strowman looks at the door, and he won the match. Then next thing you know, Roman comes out, beats the hell out of Strowman, throws him in the ambulance. He backs the ambulance up. Now, here's the deal, people. Strowman wasn't in the ambulance when he did all this stuff, okay? He got back in when they opened the side door, and I swear to God, people actually started a petition to have Roman Reigns arrested for this. People, it's a storyline, okay? No matter how malicious it is, it's a friggin' storyline. Get over it. And next up was the Universal Championship. Now, at the time that we picked these matches, I think it was like 2 weeks left, but because of 4th of July coming up, we knew we weren't going to be here. So we had to pick these things. So this is the fifth match and the only match we knew about. So we had to make our picks. So believe it or not, we all said Joe, but Brewer said Joe wins, but Brock retains. And Joe had Lesnar in that Kikita clutch. He had him on the ground. Brock was on a knee. All of a sudden, Brock jumps up, puts Joe in the F5, nails it, and wins, like, out of nowhere. I was like, holy shit. Brock Lesnar deserved to retain the title after that one. So that was one of those, huh, what just happened? So, you know, it was just one of those nights. It was just like, come on. It was like, if we booked that thing, Joe should have won that. Lesnar should have been, like, screaming for a rematch. So like we said, I went 2-3 in the night. Addy and Conk went 1-4, and Brewer went 0-5 on the night. Which brings us up to Battleground, which once Conk gets here, and once we discuss everything we were going to discuss tonight, and that's when we're going to have all the fun stuff to talk about. You know, in this one, we actually have 7 matches between me and him, so that'll be fun. We'll have more matches to pick from. And I have some other interesting things to talk about with myself. And he says he's on the way. But for those listening, I'm going to let you in on some things. I was talking to a friend of mine who's an artist, and about 3 years ago, 2.5 years ago, 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago, something like that, he was doing a charity book, and I got published in there. I did a story, a Christmas story with his two main characters. He has two cats at home called Mac and Trouble, and he does comic strips or comic books. Once all I do a comic book based on those characters, and I took the characters and did a Christmas story. And he loved it so much, he put it in this book. Yeah, it was a soft cover, like a magazine, almost like a magazine type book. And the money, all the money earned, we decided went to charities in his area for animal shelters. There's like a big animal shelter in his town, and all the money went to animal shelter because the publishers, they said, yeah, this is cool. We'll print it for free, and that's what it went to. And he prints it through a company called Comixology. You can look it up. It's an online printing thing for comic books. And after the first week, it became the hot item of the week, which means this is the item you want to get. It became the one that, like, everybody, this is like the number one item people are looking at. This is the number one book you want to get in your collection. Everybody's buying this. Why aren't you getting it? And just based on the overall quality of it, this is the thing that you should be getting. So why aren't you getting it? Like, what's the matter with you people? Go pick this thing up right now. So we thought that was pretty cool. It's like, wow. So it's been a while since we did any work together. So last week we did a Skype chat for like an hour and a half, and we were just shooting ideas off each other. And I have a comic book character I want to do some comic books with my manager, and we talked to my friend's name is Rusty, and he said, yeah, I want you to do something with my characters, with your character. So we basically roughly fleshed out this whole thing for a 24 to 28 page comic book. Me and my manager are going to sit down. He's going to do the script for that one. And then he has another character. It's like a pulp fiction age hero he wants him to do. And then my manager thought of going back to his friend Rusty's characters and doing like a series of novels, like kids' books type thing, and they're going to have an overall theme connecting them all, but each novel is going to be in a different genre. So that should be pretty cool. So that's all coming out this summer. So between me and my manager, we got a bit pretty busy rest of the summer. I mean, it's July 18th, so I think by the end of next week, I have to get this, got to tell my manager, she's got to get the script done by the beginning of August, so better get cracking. So that is that. If you know what I mean, people. Oh, I got another message here. Right here. Okay. He said he was on his way. I don't know what happened to him. Okay, but people who are fans of the show knows that yours truly does stunt work, you know, for Marvel. And this was brought to my attention the other day. Walking Dead, the stuntman dies after falling on the set. And this was pretty hazardous. This was pretty atrocious. Hellacious. John Bernicker, a stunt performer for the popular AMC television series The Walking Dead, he died Friday after a fall on the show set in Georgia. And basically what happened was they were practicing. They weren't even doing the stunt for the show. They were practicing the stunt. And he fell onto a 30-foot fall onto solid concrete. I guess it would be solid, you know, it would be liquid. You know, it wouldn't be like they just laid it. And he fell and died instantly. And, of course, it was tragic and untimely loss, and they're investigating it. And it was just horrible. It was just absolutely horrible. And it was just absolutely unbelievable. Just amazing. And I know WU, some officials got in touch with me because they know I do, like I said, I do stunt work for the Marvel movies. And now they want to step in. I'll go over my contract I have with them. Because then, look, like, we have you under contract here for whatever companies you're in. So, Look, you're not doing anything, you know, outside of here. That could cause you harm. Do you understand that, you know? So now I think they're sitting down talking to Marvel about me just being a stunt coordinator. Now, or WU's attorneys are sitting down and just having them sit down and say, look, here's the deal. We know he's your stuntman, but we weren't aware of some things. So, this is not how it's going to go down. I was like, wow, I was unaware of this. I did not know this was going to happen like this. So, I'm waiting to find out what the final decision is going to be on this. So, I mean, yeah, think about it. I'm a stunt coordinator and a wrestler. You know, it's pretty nice to say, yeah, I did the stunt work for these Marvel movies. But, you know, for them to just say, hey, look, I'm no longer doing that. You know, I'm just a coordinator now because, you know, my wrestling management team doesn't want me to get injured outside of the ring. That's a little ridiculous. And also coming up, folks, I know that the Wrestle World Cup is still, we're still in the sign-up. And I don't know how long that's still going on. I'm trying to find a scene for that. Wrestle World Cup 11. I'm trying to find... the scene for it here. Let's go back to the home. Sorry, I'm on the rest of World Cup 11. What's going on here? I don't know why I'm not seeing anything from them. This is really weird. Okay, let me see if I can find it this way now. Okay, hold on. Here we go. I don't know what's going on here. I think what happened is people are getting itchy here now. Oh, what's going on? Wait. Oh, okay, here's the list. All right, so July 6th, the sign-ups began. July 31st... the sign-ups close at 11:59 and 59 seconds p.m. for the American Samoa time. Now, between July 31st and August 7th is the administrative break. Okay, so July 31st. So there's still, like, I want to say 13 days, if my math is right. Week 1 qualifiers begin August 8th. August 15th are the week 2 qualifiers. August 22nd are the week 3 qualifiers. And August 29th, it begins the week 4 qualifiers. Now, September 5th through September 12th are any and all necessary tiebreakers. Again, September 13th through September 20th are the administrative break / finalized team's preparation. All right, September 21st through All right, September 21st begins the group stage week one. September 28th is group stage week two. October 5th is group stage week three. October 12th is group stage week four. And October 19th through October 23rd is break in the action. October 24th is the quarterfinals. October 31st through November 3rd is a break in the action. November 4th is the semifinals. November 11th through November 15th is break. And then November 16th and through November 22nd are the finals. And all that information can be found here at the Paragon Radio Network. Well, we'll be doing a weekly recap of all the action that's fit for radio. So you still got like a week and a half left to sign up for that, people. If you think about it, sign up, go sign up. It's a lot of fun. We did that last year. I finally made the team last year, and it's a lot of camaraderie. It's a bit intense. It really, but you know what? I think last year it was a lot of fun because we had the Olympics going on too. And it felt like we were playing, you know, there was a lot of, country spirit because we were playing for our home country. So that's a fun we had. So. There you go. And we still don't have a Kong sighting. I had a Kong reporting. I did not have a Kong sighting. Okay, that's there. Okay, I was just trying to see. I think there's some other events I signed up for. I know Tag Mania is still going well. Trying to see here if we have. Trying to see if we have like okay, hold on, let's see. It would be nice to know what group. Anyway, Tag Mania is still going on. I don't know what group number we're in. It's hard to do this without my co-host here. I'm sorry about that. Might as well start from the bottom, work my way up. I'm trying to figure this out here. I have no idea. No, there we are. Ugh, we're in ninth place. What group are we in? Oh, God, we're horrible. Group 7 in 9th place. I don't know. Maybe we can get better. I don't know. There's always hope for that. There's always better luck. Anyway, I don't know where he is. Somebody just texted me a message, sorry. I don't know where he is. Just waiting on him now. All right. Just waiting on Cock now. So somebody talk to you. I'm going to play something on the radio and I'll be right back after this. Let me find something to play here. All right, I'll play. I'll play this. Last one, tell Desmond about the frantic.
As the executor of Mr. Muldoon's estate, I have been empowered to read Mr. Muldoon's last will and testament.
Well, get on with it. The bar's open soon.
Oh, poor dear Arthur.
There, Jenny. God, how predictably boring.
I never worked for a kinder man.
If we are all seated, I shall proceed with the reading.
I knew it.
I, Arthur Durham Muldoon, being of sound mind and body...
That's a laugh.
...do hereby divide up my considerable estate as follows. To my overly emotional sister, Jenny...
Jenny, darling, he's talking about us.
Oh.
...who grubbed with her husband, Hank, grubbed for everything they could get from me, and then cried crocodile tears when I needed sympathy.
What?
To Jenny, I leave a boot to the head.
A what?
Jenny, are you okay?
And another boot to her winty husband, Hank.
Ow!
But still, you are my sister. You have both admired my Rolls Royce, and since I no longer need it...
Oh, dear Arthur, he's too kind.
I bequeath another boot to the head.
What? Ow!
And one more for the win.
Ow!
Next to my alcoholic brother.
Hey, I don't want no boot to the head.
To dear Hedge, who has never worked a day in his drunken life.
I'm covering up my head.
I leave my wine cellar and 3 crates of my finest whiskey.
Really?
And a boot to the head.
Oh!
And another for Jenny in the wind.
Oh! Oh!
Next, to my know-it-all nephew, Ralston.
This is so predictable.
I leave a boot to the head.
Oh, I knew it.
And one for Jenny in the wind.
Oh! Oh!
This takes care of family obligations. And now to Mrs. Mulroy.
Oh, I don't want nothing.
Who took care of me faithfully these many, many years. Who cared, made me laugh, brought me tea.
Oh, I didn't mind.
To Mrs. Mulroy, I bequeath a boot to the head.
Oh!
And one for Jenny in the wind.
Ah! Oh!
And so to my cat Mittens, I leave my entire vast boot to the head. And finally, to my lawyer, who has helped me on this will, I leave not a boot to the head, but a rabid Tasmanian devil to be placed in his trousers. And I leave my entire estate of $10 million to the people of Calgary so they can afford to move somewhere decent.
Is that it?
That's it?
That's disgraceful.
There's one last thing for everyone.
Cover your heads, everybody.
I leave everyone a lifetime supply of ice cream.
Ice cream?
Ice cream.
Ice cream, that's all?
That's all.
Well, what flavor is it?
Boot to the head.
Oh! Oh!